While Qantas faces continuing questions over the reliability of the engines on its A380 fleet, the company's budget airline Jetstar is also having to defend its safety record. Jetstar doesn't operate any A380s, but it faces a Senate inquiry next month into aviation and flight safety standards, just as it's launching a major expansion into Asia to exploit the Chinese consumer market. But Jetstar's chief executive, Bruce Buchanan, wasn't shying away from the association with Qantas when he spoke to our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Airlines are always going to have incidents. I mean, we work in a business that's quite struck by all sorts of different things, you know, whether there's a volcano in Iceland or a swine flu in Asia or, you know, a civil disruption in Thailand. You know, anything like this affects aviation more broadly. So for us, any shock to the system has an impact. But those are the particular issues on the 380s. Obviously, Jetstar doesn't fly the A380, so it doesn't have a direct impact on us.
But is Jetstar quarantined enough to ensure that its business and reputation is not hurt by the Qantas Association or the A380 issue, which is in the headlines at the moment?
Well, I think Qantas's reputation is a positive, not a negative. I think, you know, Qantas is celebrating its 90th birthday and has one of the most impeccable safety records in the world. So I think the insinuation of the question is that it'd be a negative, but I would actually counter that it's a positive, and we would therefore like the association with Qantas, especially the fact that we have very similar safety standards across both businesses.
But not surprisingly, those A380 concerns have put airline safety at the top of the agenda. Have you, on behalf of Jetstar, sought fresh assurances from Airbus or other providers about the safety of planes in the Jetstar fleet?
It's part of the way we do business is we're constantly monitoring safety. I mean, the A380 example is a classic example of an airline responding to safety issues and taking a very conservative approach. And that's what Qantas has always done. And Jetstar's no different. I mean, we're constantly monitoring safety. Our safety management systems are one of the world's leading and one of the things that we actually export to Asia and a lot of our businesses in Asia is we take a great technology that we do, like flight data management, our safety management systems, our human factors systems, all this innovation on the safety front that's come within the Qantas Group and Jetstar. And now we're using that as an advantage and something that, from an intellectual property standpoint, we can export into our businesses in Asia. And is one of the things, actually, that customers throughout the region are looking for. They're looking for a business like Jetstar or like Qantas that they know has a safety reputation and will take safety as the highest priority.
Jetstar is one of the fastest growing budget airlines on the planet. What checks and balances do you have, particularly in Asia, to ensure that safety standards match such a rapid expansion?
Well, as I said, it's paramount for us, and our safety management systems are at the forefront, especially for the businesses that we have that are fully integrated within the group, like our Singapore business, our Japanese, our New Zealand business. So we have our safety management systems, our flight data management. So we monitor, for instance, every flight that operates, and we look at all the parameters. We run what we call LOSAs, which are quite innovative study in terms of how pilots interact in threat and error management. We use our fatigue risk management systems to monitor fatigue in each of our crew members, wherever they operate. And so we're using a lot of data and systems and good tools to understand how our businesses are performing. And we use that across no matter which part of the business they're coming from.
We're about to see a Senate inquiry get underway, which is looking into aviation training and standards. Are you confident that Jetstar will pass that inquiry with flying colours?
We think that inquiries are good and getting the facts out on the table are great. You know, we think that Qantas Group and more broadly, both Jetstar and Qantas operate to the highest safety standards in the world. We think anything that shines a light, though, and has debate about these sorts of points is a good thing. And you know, those sorts of things, we would never shy away from someone shining a spotlight on safety and saying, here's an area that we could potentially do better on. I mean, it's something that we do internally all the time. We're constantly looking for areas where we can improve the safety outcomes of the business.
So you'd welcome a submission from Jeff Clouth, who's one of your former training captains and air safety investigators, where he's raised concerns about cabin crew training. Do you believe that that is a worthy light that's shining?
Oh, absolutely. I think anyone can raise any concerns they've got. I mean, the investigation and the Senate inquiry is about pilot training and standards. So it's interesting that the key issue that seems to be coming out is cabin crew training and standards, which seems kind of a tangential issue, but more than happy to have a discussion and debate around that. I mean, we operate our cabin crew training to the same standards we've always done, the same course content, We're very conscious about our cabin crew standards, just the same way we are with engineering and pilots and all the other parts of the business.
That's the Chief Executive of Jetstar, Bruce Buchanan, speaking to our business editor, Peter Ryan. And you can listen to a longer version of that interview on the World Today website later today.